Well, we just did the airport. We got the garage out there, 1,000 parking spots, and then they're doing a remodel. So I think this is going to revolutionize the area as far as air travel. Their counts and employments over the last, I think it's 12 months, have been up at record highs every month. So people are traveling, they enjoy getting in and out, and now they have a structure in which they can put their car and not come back and have snow on it.
Yeah, that is a game changer, no doubt about it. And parking has been a bit of a dumpster fire there for some time, so it's good. I mean, I always, you know, when it's 30 below and you're parking in the hinterlands, you don't exactly think well of anything. Fargo or North Dakota, yeah. So it's much needed. It's great. It's wonderful. I'm glad. I know that there's been some rub over the last year or so between the city and the airport. Where is that at, and what do you say to people from the airport support side that say the city isn't contributing enough to this economic engine of our region?
Oh, I think we're contributing. We do a 2 mil, which we've done forever. They got their reserves up to over $50 million, so they've done real well with that. And they've leveraged the money we've given them to get their grants. So they'll get a federal grant. 90% is paid by the feds, and they need to put 10% out. So we've always supported that. We've given millions of dollars over the time. State came in really well. They gave $45 million to help with the grant, and the feds are doing $70 million. So they're doing really well as far as getting grant applications. Sean Dobersine does a great job of working with congressional delegation to find ways to find more money for it. But we've always had the rub of whether we were going to take the mills or not take the mills because the reserve fund is so good. And it's just a question of, well, how do you figure that out eventually? Some people say, like, make a regional airport. Let's have the county kind of get involved and those types of things. So that's up for further discussion if we can do something like that as well to make more of the region support the airport.
Will there be any reduction in city support for the airport as a result of your budget trimming?
No, we had talked about 1 mil. Then we sat down and talked to Paul Ekman and talked to Sean Dobersine, and he showed me his financial issues over the next 6 years and 5 years. And at this time, they need the money. So we said, we'll back off. We'll figure a different way. We've got a balanced budget right now. So we had a $6 million deficit. And we figured out to cut expenses and found some other revenue. So we're pleased with where we are right now.
Sounds good. I want to ask you about Monday night's City Commission meeting. There was some controversy, I guess, among a couple of City Commission members, Dave Pepcorn and Michelle Turnberg, specifically related to the proposal to add a police station at the Shields location on 45th Street in Fargo. When I heard about this, I thought, that's brilliant. You're getting space. It doesn't cost you anything. And you're getting a police presence in a place with, obviously, South Fargo, bustling area, retail, whatever. It seems to me the pushback was related to communication. So I'll ask you the question of, should there have been better communication beforehand with all of the members of the commission to know this ask was coming?
Well, it's something they've been working on for a year, and it was a surprise to many of us that this had come to fruition and is ready to go. And normally we feel that, yeah, you should have communicated that sooner. The other thing is that the chief apparently has a couple other businesses that would like to do that with us. And we've always talked about a south side substation so our people don't have to drive back up to the station. I think that's fantastic. If we can find other businesses that would do that type of arrangement. Shields apparently does this all over the country and does this particular aspect. And one of our officers left the service and is out there running their security. So he's the one that really kind of spearheaded this and said, hey, can we work together? Travis Ivanovich is the one that was really working on it. And we actually looked at a variety of different locations. This was our first one to kind of trial. And if you know a lot of good businesses, if there's some other businesses that want to do that, we would actually look at that. Because, it's not expensive if they're giving you free rent. So that really helps us out. Ultimately, we probably will have a substation by fire station number 8. We have land next to that, and we could probably add a substation to that location, a rather good size one, in which we then could have report at that location and keep more of our patrol cars in the south side of the city.
Yeah, I mean, again, how could anybody argue with anything related to the additional assets, the location, all of that? Again, it sounds to me then like you, too, think there could have been better communication on this since, I believe I heard you say they've been hang on just one sec, though, because if I heard you correctly, you said this has been in the works for a year, but you just found out about it as well. So, Whose fault is that?
Well, it's the chief. The chief has to communicate better, and I think he sometimes this was not high on his radar, but you and I know it's a high-profile thing. If you do something like that in the community, you got to start to tell the people. And the commissioners, that you know, deservedly, you know, like to kind of want to know what's gone. Michelle Turnberg had another business, and we actually did look at that business, and it just wasn't a good location, didn't work out for us, and it was not the same offer. So it was. We've worked with that business owner to try to make things better for his business, and I think we're doing a great job right now. So those things, you know, I know, that's a communication plan. We have four members leave. I think that was one of the kerfuffles where we didn't have that risk communication to tell us, hey, here's what's going on.
Okay, so a couple things there. So first of all, last time we talked, you talked about conversation with the police chief and your plans for him to remain in that job. But then the following commission meeting, you're saying he didn't communicate effectively. So, I mean, is this a big deal? Do you need to go back to the chief and say, look, we just talked about this, and now you're dropping this in our lap? I mean, it sounds to me
We did talk about it. We have a meeting every week, and I did talk to him about it. I said, you got to communicate better so the commissioners aren't surprised. And he said, well, I didn't think it was, it was a good deal. So he thought it would be, oh, that'd be just fine. I said, no, people don't. You and I both know. We never like surprises. You like to know what's going on and kind of know what's in the works. There could have been a discussion several months ago and say, this is what we're working on. So we'll go back and talk about that and continue. That is part of a plan after the issue we had with last communication of you have to communicate better to the public and to the commissioners.